Now, I would imagine that you talked about you know, certain exercises that you can do that are targeted for certain imbalances. So it sounds like someone would actually have to go to like a traditional Chinese medicine doctor to get a prescription, let's say, of different exercises they would do based on what their imbalances are.
They could, or the third section of my book has 25 symptoms that we have as we age, and I explain in that section of my book exactly what the problem is, according to Chinese medicine, which Qigong exercises to do for it, along with self-acupressure for the problem, and dietary recommendations and some other energetic recommendations.
Oh, well.
So people can, it's funny that you ask that, because and acupuncturists and other health professionals can actually use my book if they don't have that knowledge about Qigong application for different problems.
Mm-hmm.
They can actually use my book in physicians for helping people with using simple exercises to balance their body for their different symptoms that they're suffering from.
Cool. So Shoshana's book is called Qigong for Staying Young, a 20-minute workout to cultivate your vital energy. And I would imagine that's probably available on Amazon as well, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah, and how about your DVD?
Yes, both are.
Oh, okay.
And my Feeling Light book as well.
And does the DVD have the same name?
It's called Qigong for Staying Young. There's all the information about the Qigong is in the book. The DVD has very beautiful flute music, bamboo flute music being played, and it's outdoors and it's very calming, because I wanted people to be able to watch the DVD and not be encumbered by a lot of words, so that they could empty their minds and really practice the movements. So all the information about what's happening in those movements is in my book.
Okay. Now, the other thing that you said that was kind of interesting, and again, you know, I'm really familiar with the research on meditation, is the whole idea of practicing in groups.
Mm-hmm.
And how there's really kind of a field effect as far as our consciousness. And I think, you know, it's been proven many times, and a lot of people may or may not be familiar with Dr. Emoto's work on the water crystals, that, you know, it really demonstrates that our thoughts are electromagnetic and they have an effect. And so when we work as a group, our consciousness affects each other and really is exponentially magnified rather than additive, and so the effects can be quite extraordinary. Can you kind of describe your personal experience and the difference between practicing on your own versus practicing in a group?
Oh, yeah, just in my group exercise just yesterday, you know, I was teaching my students how to move together as one. And, you know, so often you have someone in the group that just wants to do their own thing, and they don't really allow themselves to relax and flow with everyone. So as the time went on and I had them moving slower and I felt them connecting their breath with their movement, it was just amazing, because in the beginning there was all this blockage of energy. There was like this heaviness happened. I could see that people were thinking too much, and it was very, the energy of the group was very disjointed. And then as it happened, I told them, as I saw the changes start to happen and they started moving together and they started connecting with themselves, I just guided them and I go, oh, there it is. Okay, that's better. And every time as it opened, it just kept getting more and more peaceful, more and more energy, more and more openness and flow was happening in the group. And then all of a sudden, it just almost became blank. And there was such peace and such harmony and such connectedness within each person in the circle. And then everybody's energy connected all at once, and then it just opened up and went out to the and connected with the universal energy, and I was guiding them as I was feeling this, and I'm able to feel it and identify it because of the energy work I've done and because I've been training this for 34 years, and so I was able to show them what it felt like when they could let go and just have the chi flowing so much within themselves that they were able to let go and become one with themselves and therefore one with the group and therefore one with the universe.
Sounds like if everybody was practicing this, we would have no wars. And
I think so. I hope so. And I think that's why we need it so desperately right now. Yeah. And but people are warring within themselves, and they're disconnected within themselves, and they're judging themselves and hating themselves. This is my work. This is, Dr. Horner, what I am doing here within myself first, that I'm working so hard at, is to keep that peace inside of me, you know, through the work I'm doing, through the energy work, and through all of this and eating right, and then figuring out how to do that with others. And that's the ripple effect that will go out to the rest of the world. And that it's just such a beautiful concept.
Yeah, it really is. So can you give some examples of, you know, we're talking mostly about how this has been, or Qigong is beneficial for creating calmness and reducing stress and so forth. But again, because we're kind of connected mind, body, spirit, that there's a profound health benefits, we'll say, in the physical realm too. And can you maybe give a few examples of some fairly maybe dramatic or impressive results that you've seen in people, you know, throughout your career as far as what effects it can have on their health?
Well, if I have a student who has had severe pain in the neck area, and debilitating pain. And through the practice, through the connection between the energy body and the physical body and opening up the flow of chi in the body, this pain has dissolved and gone, just completely left. I have another client who has very high blood pressure, and was able to bring their blood pressure down. I have another client who has been having problems with her fertility, and fertility oftentimes happens because there's problems in the first and second chakra, where the woman is not connected to herself and not creating an environment for a new being to want to thrive in and grow in. Also, it balanced her hormones and also increased the flow of chi and thus the flow of blood to her uterus. And so it has helped her to become pregnant. And also with the neck pain, also with problems of arthritis, severe arthritis, where the more the body moves and the more the stuck chi in the joints becomes released and that energy is open in the joints, that the pain is diminished significantly through the practice of Qigong.
Sounds like it. Like no matter what your condition is, this would be a beneficial thing for you to do.
It's excellent. I mean, when you balance the flow of qi and strengthen your blood and you open up your capacity for breathing, increase the oxygen that's coming into your lungs and the oxygen that you're sending out to your body, balancing your hormones and increasing flexibility in the body and calming your heart and spirit, it has such a magnificent, profound effect on the body's health, the emotional health, the spiritual health, and it enlivens the Shen, which is the spirit. It's just, I can't say enough about how much it can help you.
Yeah, she's passionate about it, which is great. And so I would imagine if one of your visions probably is that you had mentioned earlier about, you know, connecting with the Obamas about this, but I would imagine you have some thoughts about what your vision would be as far as getting this incorporated into the healthcare system in the U.S. and what kind of an effect it would have.
Yeah, having insurance, many insurance companies are starting to cover these types of exercises, and physicians do recommend people to me just for the Qigong, not just the acupuncture. Yeah, so we need to get it to that level, and that will really help if we get it, the insurance companies covering it.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. Usually people have to pay a rider, you know, for it, which is... you know, fairly expensive, but, you know, you're absolutely right. Or teaching it in the schools, you know,
yeah,
like you've done to, you know, have them adopt, the kids adopting that early on in their life and getting that habit incorporated.
And in the community centers and the schools and in the continuing education schools and the colleges. I taught at the local college here for a very long time, and the 21, 22-year-olds, they loved it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to thank my sponsors again, which are the telewebinars at telewebinars.com, the National Networker at thenationalnetworker.com, and the Hoyt Management Group at Hoyt, H-O-Y-T, group.com. And my guest has been Shoshana Katzman. And you can find her book, Qigong for Staying Young, a 20-minute workout to cultivate your vital energy, either at her website, which is Healing for You, spelled healing, and then the number 4 and the letter U.com. And she also has a companion DVD by the same name that goes along with it. And it sounds like it's pretty easy to learn Qigong and at least start adopting some of those practices on your own, just simply with the book and the DVD if you can't find a teacher. So anything that we haven't spoken about that you'd like to include?
No, that's it. Just I wish everyone good health and vitality and good connection with themselves.
Great. Thank you so much for being my guest. And, you know, I think everybody can tell your energy is very settled and very calm. So what you do really works.
Thank you, Dr. Horner. It was really good to be here today.
Yeah. You know, and I had another, guest once where I just kind of emphasized how important it is to adopt a practice like this as a daily, just like brushing your teeth, this needs to be included. And, you know, she made a statement that meditation is no longer an option. You know, it's a necessity. You know, just given the state of our health and our society and so forth. So I think this is a wonderful, you know, that there's options out there for people rather than, you know, just simply having to meditate, that you can do Qigong and definitely get the same types of benefits, if not more, you know, as another option. So, again, thank you so much. Thank you so much for what you're doing and for writing your book and having your DVD available as such a great resource.
You're welcome.